May 8, 1923. Louisa must reach the beginning. Only the divine will can place in safety and keep with jealousy all the goods that God wants to give to the creature. As I was in my usual state, I found myself outside of myself. I seemed to be covering a very long way on which I encountered many people. Some were horrifying to look at. Some looked like incarnate demons. Very few were the good. That way was so long that it would never end. And I, tired, wanted to go back into myself. But someone who was near me prevented me from doing that, telling me, "Move forward. Keep going. You must reach the beginning. And in order to get there, you must go through all generations. You must have them all under your eyes to bring them to your Creator. Your beginning is God, and you must reach that point of eternity when the Eternal One created man, in order to receive all the bonds of creation and to retie all the harmonies that can exist between Creator and creature." So, a supreme force made me go forward, and I was forced to see the evils of the earth and those that will come. Unfortunately, horrifying. Then, after this, I found my sweet Jesus, and tired, I threw myself into his arms, telling him, "My love, what a long way I had to go through. It seemed like centuries without seeing you, and without finding the one who forms my life." And Jesus, all love, "Ah, yes, my daughter, rest in my arms. Come into your beginning from which you came out. I too was anxiously awaiting you to receive from you in my will everything that creation owes me, and to give to you in my same will all that I must give to the whole creation. My will alone can place in safety and keep with jealousy all the goods that I want to give to the creature. Outside of my will, my goods are always in danger and poorly kept, while in it, I abound, and I give to one what I should give to all. Therefore, I want to bind all creation in you. I want to place you in the original point of the creation of man. It is my usual way to deal one-on-one with one creature alone. What I want to give her, and what I want from her. And then from her, I let goods derive for others. Ah, my daughter, I had created man like a flower, which was to grow, acquire color and fragrance in my very divinity. But by withdrawing from my will, it happened to him as to a flower that is snatched away from a plant. As long as it remains in the plant, the flower is beautiful, lively in its color, and fragrant in its perfume. Once it is snatched away from the plant, it withers, it fades, it becomes ugly, and reaches the point of giving off a bad odor. What a lot this was for him, and what a sorrow for me, who, with so much love, wanted to grow this flower in my divinity, to delight and amuse myself with him. Now, by my omnipotence, I want this detached flower to bloom again, by transplanting it once again into the womb of my divinity. But I want a soul who would want to live in the womb of my volition. She will be the seed that she will lend to me, and my will do all the rest. In this way, my delights of creation will come back. I will amuse myself with this mystical flower, and I will be repaid for creation.